In today's Mishnah, we're on the first and second Mishnah from the eighth parak of Masechta Bechorot. And now we begin learning about Bechor Adam, meaning a firstborn male boy, human. This is important for two reasons. One is the firstborn male boy requires pidyon, as people are aware of the concept of pidyon aben, which is five slaim are given to a kohen. Importantly, this is if the mother is in Israel, mother and father, really. What do you mean a mother Israel? Meaning the mother is a bat Israel. You'll see, important for the Mishnah, that if she's a Bat Levi or a Bat Kohen, then the child wouldn't require redemption. Another important law is for that of Yerusha, for inheritance, meaning the Bechor receives a double share. What the Mishnah is going to show us here, that there are certain interesting cases where one could be Bechor for one of these two laws, but not the other. Or sometimes both, and sometimes neither. So Mishnah begins, Yesh Bechor LaNachala Ve'im Bechor LaKohen. You can be a Bechor for inheritance purposes, but not for the redemption purposes. Bechor LaKohen Ve'im Bechor LaNachala for redemption purposes, but not for Nachala. Bechor LaNachala Ve'LaKohen, Bechor for both. Or Yesh She'inu Bechor LaNachala LaKohen. There can be cases where he's a Bechor for neither, despite the fact you might think otherwise. So Mishnah says, Izu Bechor LaNachala Ve'im Bechor LaKohen. What is the case when one is a Bechor for inheritance, but not Bechor for a Kohen? The reason why we can split the two, and this is important, I've explained this, it'll be clear, the rest of the Mishnah will be clear. And that is because Bechor for a Kohen is what's termed as being the Peter Rechem, meaning the child that comes and opens the womb of the mother. Bechor for Nachala is the firstborn for the father. Again, we can split the two in terms of having multiple marriages. However, another important thing that we're going to express, particularly in this first case, because the Torah says Ki Hurashit Ono, the understanding is Mi Shelev Aviv Dava Alav, meaning that which the father has an attachment to, they will grieve over. Well, let's look at the first case. The first case is Ezer Bechor LaNachala Ve'Eino Bechor LaKohen. How can we have a situation where a child is Bechor LaNachala and not for a Kohen? That's Habachar Nefalim She'atzar Rosho Chai. This is where you might have a situation of twins. And the first child of the two didn't go full term. The categories didn't deal how this can practically occur. But what happens, its head exited first, so that was Petarechem, and then entered again. Then the second one was the one that fully exited. So in other words, this second child that fully exited, since that's was a viable one, that's going to be the first one that the father has an association with. That's why it's Bechor LaNachala. However, it's not going to be really Bechor for Kohen, because that wasn't the Petarechem, that's not the one whose head exited the womb first. As the Mishnah continues, it says, Ben Tishai She'atzar Roshomet. Could have a similar case where the one that head exited first was a child that went full term, but unfortunately died. And then head exited, re-entered again, and then the second one was one that fully exited first. So that's going to be the Bechor LaNachala, but it wasn't the Petarechem. Let's continue. Hamapela kemin be'machai ve'of. If the mother delivered first, doesn't have to be twins, but something that had the appearance of an animal or a bird, the child that's born after it would also be, well, that's the one the father's going to have association with, the one that looks like a human being, the Bechor LaNachala, but this other creature-like appearance of a child that was delivered first, that was the Petarechem according to Meir. However, Chachamim disagree in this particular case. They say no. Meaning the only time that we say that even if something died but opened the womb, that that's considered the Petarechem for the purpose of Bechor, is only when Ad She'iyu Bo Mitzurat Adam, when that first child had the appearance of a human being. So therefore, in this case where that the thing that was delivered first had the appearance of some sort of creature, animal, bird, or something like that, then it wouldn't be considered Petarechem, and therefore the next child that's born would also be Bechor, also for Kohen, for the purposes of Pidyon HaBen, according to Chachamim. Let's continue. Mapelat Sandal. Now, a sandal is where the mother delivered something that looks like a sandal, meaning that it's sort of squashed and pressed like a piece of meat or basar, it says. It looks, again, flat. The understanding here, the way Kate explained it in the Tiferet Yisrael, is sometimes what would happen is, in a situation of twins, one twin would press and effectively crush the other such that it would be pressed flat. That's what it sounds like. So the idea is if the Matsandal came first, that would still have the status of Petarechem, and the one that followed it would then be considered Bechor only for Nachala and not Bechor. Or Shilya, if the mother gave birth to a placenta, and even though they can't see a vlad, can't see a fetus anywhere, the understanding is that generally you don't have a placenta without anything, so it must have been that it dissolved inside it. That would have the status of Petarechem. That which follows it would only be Bechor LaNachala. The Shafira Mirukam, it refers to a fetus, or really fetal sac, that has the form of a ubar, a fetus. Vayotze mechutach, or a child was first delivered piece by piece. It unfortunately died, and the only way to remove it was taking it piece by piece. Mishnah says, "Abacharehem." After all these unfortunate cases, the child that is born would be b'chor la'nachalavein b'chor la'kohen, would be the firstborn that has associations with the father, that would be considered get a double share, but not b'chor la'kohen, will not be the firstborn for redemption, because it's not peterechem. This sandal or shilia or shvir morakam, all these cases, was really the what opened the womb. Let's continue. Mishalayo bani benasai shash kvar yalda. But someone didn't have any children. He married a woman who had already had children before. So technically, maybe there's been a peterechem. However, the complication here is that she had children while she was already a shifcha, meaning a shifcha knanit, she wasn't Jewish, and then was freed and then became Jewish. Or odan ochrid, or she was not Jewish and then converted. And Mishnah says, Mishabali Yisrael liada, and then she had a child to her husband, and that's a first child for her husband, both of them now Jewish. We say that's b'chol nachala. Clearly that's the firstborn for the purposes of nachala, for inheritance. However, in a b'chol kohen, according to the first opinion, would not be a b'chor for a kohen. Why? Because it's not considered peterechem. She's already had another child that technically opened her womb. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, b'chor la'nachala u'vela kohen, it would be b'chor for both purposes. Why? Because the Torah says, shenemar peter rechem b'Yisrael. Really, the Torah says, peter kol rechem b'pnei Yisrael. However, what that means is, according to Rabbi Yossi, what's considered the child that opens the womb for the purpose of b'chor, that is the first peterechem b'Yisrael when she is Jewish. So therefore, this first child she's having as a Jew would be a b'chor for purposes of pidyon, for redemption, for pidyon haben. As he says, ad shifteru rechem Yisrael. Let's continue. Mishayu lo bani benasa isha shelo yalda. This is now discussing the cases where we can have a child who is a b'chor for kohen and not for nachala. So someone who already had children and married a woman who has not had children. Well, since they had children, the firstborn from the second wife, who is not the firstborn for inheritance, however, would be peter rechem, would require redemption because it's the firstborn child from his wife. Or we're dealing with a couple, both of them were not Jewish, and she was pregnant, and then they converted, and then she delivered, and a child. Well, since this child is a peterechem b'Yisrael, it has a kedusha of b'chor, has a sanctity of b'chor, and requires redemption. However, the way Rashi explains it, since she was conceived when they weren't Jewish, would not have the law of a double portion for inheritance. Nishtachra u'meuberet, similarly a shifcha, a maidservant who was freed, and while she was a meuberet, while she was pregnant, would also have a similar law for the similar reasons. Let's continue. Yalda hi v'chohenet. Here we're dealing with cases of mixtures, meaning we have children that were born, one of which is clearly a b'chor, and one of this doesn't require redemption. So therefore, redemption is required for one of the two. However, we don't know who the father is in all these cases. Let's list the cases. The first is, we have a firstborn of a Yisraelit and a kohenet, meaning a bat kohen. Or, hi v'leviya, or an Israel and a leviya, meaning a bat levi. Or alternatively, hi v'isha shekfar yalda, or a woman who's had a baby before, and this other woman is her firstborn. V'kol mi shelosh hayta achar ba'ala shelosha chodashim v'niset v'yalda. Or a woman who was divorced, and then didn't wait 3 months before remarrying, and she had a child. V'en yadu, we don't know now, the child was born prematurely, only after 7 months. We don't know now, en yadu im ben tisha l'rishon, or ben shiva l'acharon. We don't know who the father is. In all these situations, we say b'chor l'kohen, clearly it's a b'chor, it's a peterechem for the mother, requires redemption. However, ein b'chor l'nachala, because we don't know who the father is, he can't claim a double inheritance. And that is because the other heirs can simply say, well, prove to us you're our sibling, you're our brother, and then you can get your double share. But because you cannot do that, you cannot prove that you are from our family, well, you will not get your double share. Let's continue. Eizu b'chola nachala. What is a b'chola nachala and for a kohen? So Mishnah says, Hamapelet Shafir, if the mother, first has given birth to a fetal sack that's just full of blood, or male mayim, full of water, or male gininim, or gevanim harbeh, that's all different, can be different colors, or it's like wormy things inside it, different understandings there, or mapelet kamin dagim chagavim, or she has given birth to, or miscarried, if you like, something that has the appearance of fish, or grasshoppers, chagim, shkatzim, ramesim, different types of cream, teeming creatures, or mapela yom arba'im, or she miscarried on the 40th day after she conceived. Then all these situations, we say that which she miscarried is not considered a peterechem at all. It's not considered really anything. And therefore, abba achareihem, that which is born after, will be a bechor nanachala and for a kohen. Let's continue. Now, this debate was seen before, but let's see it again. Hayotzeh dofen v'abba acharav. What if the first child was delivered by C-section, the second child was delivered, if you like, naturally? The Mishnah says, shnehem, both these childs, ein bechor lo lanachala v'lo lo kohen, is not considered the firstborn for inheritance or for the kohen. Now, why is that? That is because in the parsha of Nachala, it says, v'yaldu lo banim. Meaning, the implication is, we're dealing with a parsha where the children were born, the firstborn was born naturally and not by cesarean section. However, the second one can't claim that I'm the first one because, therefore, I should get my double share. Because, again, the Torah refers to Rashit or no, about this association, this connection that the father has with the firstborn, which was really the firstborn child that was born by C-section. So therefore, neither can claim that the firstborn for Nachala. Similarly, v'lo l'kohen. Why? Because the first one, despite the fact being the one that was technically born first, wasn't the peterechem. And the second one, which was the peterechem, wasn't the firstborn. And according to Chachamim, you need both. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no, harishon l'nachala, v'ashen l'chamesh laim. According to Rabbi Shimon says, we can solve it simply. The first one who was born first and has associated with the father, that's the Bechor for Nachala. The Hasheni, and the second one, which was the Peterechem. You don't need both, you just need which one is the Peterechem. That will be Lechamesh Slaim, that will be the firstborn for the purpose of redemption, and require the Pidyon Haben. Sorry, just add one more point here with Rabbi Shimon. Why is the first one, it was about delivered by C-section, Harishon LaNachala? And that's because the Parsha refers to Im Nekeva Teled, which the understanding is that any type of Leidau, birth, that is considered a legduma gumura, that the mother would be able to sit yemei tuma and tahara, which was discussed back in Seder Nashim, has the status of being the bechor lanachala, that we should include, therefore, a C-section according to Rabbi Shimon. However, Chachamim, as we said, disagree that both these boys neither will be nachala and neither will be for kohen. Those are Mishnah today.